Wait, start again.
He's just his kids.
All right, come on, guys. Stay on track.
This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with your fantastic style team, the Michael Bruce Image Consulting lot in life. This is our favorite part of the week. Hopefully, if you're listening, it's your favorite part of the week, too. We've got a fun-filled show for you, as usual, but let me introduce you to our team first out. First up, we have the Baron of Bouge himself, Bruce.
Hey, what's happening, everybody?
He's got his radio voice on today.
He's trying to impress.
Then we have our spin sister, Stacy.
Give it up one time. Call me Spinderella.
Eric is shaking his head.
We have our ever patient engineer, Eric.
And then, of course, we have Pamela, who is Lady P, because she is always a lady, even though she's a little punky.
I like that. Posh.
Right?
She's last week.
A little punky.
Eric didn't say hi, though.
Yeah.
He just laughed.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah. Our Baroness of Bylines, Beck, is out today, but she'll be back soon. But we do have a very special guest in studio with
us today. Drum roll, please.
One of our favorite ladies of style in the Seattle area, Sydney Minto.
Yay! Clapping.
Yay!
Yay! And the cloud goes roar.
You can just tell what kind of show it's going to be today.
It's good to have you, Sydney.
It's good to be here.
But before we dive into our conversation with Sydney, what do we have in the news this week? Stacy?
Well, thank you for asking. So here's the deal. There are two things that Beck shared with us. But honestly, what the people want to know about is the collab, to be reminded of the collab with Diane von Furstenberg at Target.
Oh, I know, right?
Because, like, she is, like, iconic. She brought the wrap dress. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's just amazing. She has an ottoman that I am lusting after. My husband, he put the kibosh on it. But clothes, accessories with her, like, her classic prints and fun vibes and very much embracing women.
Well, did you see that Macy's now has Donna Karen?
Okay.
That's, like, another.
It is another one, but I'm, like, but DVF to me is like I have this vision of me wearing like.
Are you visioning you wearing one of those wrap dresses, Stacey?
Well, I am with a big hat and like tall boots with a heel, bringing back like a Bianca Jagger in like the 70s vibe, but like going to a wedding. Yeah. So my fantasy life is rich.
There you go.
Now, speaking of rich, Pier Paolo Piccoli, who was the designer at Valentino, who took over for Valentino himself. Well, I guess it was him and his like another gal. Mm-hmm. And then he took it on. Anyway, he's stepping down as creative director.
After 25 Eric, years.
Dun, dun, Has it been 25
years? Yeah.
25 years.
Wow. Yeah. But, so that's a big deal.
Next generation, though. You know, you can't do it forever.
That's true.
Right. Yeah. But also, sorry, Stacey, to add on to that news, because he's stepping down, they've decided to cancel the menswear show that's coming up and one other.
Wow.
Just another add into the news just a little bit.
Maybe she's partying Lady P today. Yeah. She's lost her voice.
I'm sorry. It's allergy season.
No, why wouldn't you?
Just
again,
own
Spinderella.
It,
come on.
You know what? If I'd have been to a concert last night and singing and screaming, I could understand it, but it's just coming in and out today. So I apologize.
Do not apologize. Own it. Other thing is Dries Van Noten. He is the creative person of his eponymous line, and he is stepping down. His last show is going to be in June. So I have to say the Pier Paolo Piccoli, I mean, who doesn't want to say that like 1,000 times? That's
you can say it.
Pier Paolo Piccoli.
Piccoli.
Like Spicoli, but without the sp.
Absolutely.
Anyway, like Dries Van Noten has always been a bit more, I don't know, like, starchy to me in the designs and whatever, whereas Valentino and what the designers and creative directors have done has always been like such a feminine thing and a bit playful and moneyed there, I'll say it. And like Dries Van Noten has always felt like emo rich.
Right.
But that's
a lot a little bit of Jill Sander.
Yes.
You know, it's simple, minimal, you know, but very luxurious.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's the news. That's fit to print.
There you go.
So I'm sure that Beck will let me know how I did. Okay.
All right.
Show critique.
Show critique. Hey, so Pete, you want to do your thing?
Yeah, I'll do my thing.
Well,
welcome back to the show, Sydney. Sydney's been on our show a few times, and we love having you. You are always in the know with what's happening in the style and fashion scene here in Seattle. It's also International Women's History Month this month, and so we wanted to have one of our favorite ladies on just to celebrate the month itself.
People are going to be jealous of you right now, Sydney. I can just hear. I can get the text messages now.
But before we kind of dig into all things that have been happening in Seattle, I wanted to just kind of dial into an event that you hosted or organized earlier this month, which was kind of a celebration of the International Women's Day at U Village. Yes. So this was a big event. And so just kind of tell our audience, those that missed out on it, maybe it's going to happen again next year, kind of what that was all about, what was the inspiration behind it and what it involved, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all. So this was actually our second annual event, and we had 30 participating retailers, and we featured 25 different independent brands here in Seattle. So that was really cool. It was great for people to come out, be able to discover something new, all kind of one place, one time.
So independent brands that weren't part of U Village?
Exactly.
Oh,
so basically, like our existing tenants hosted female founded brands within their store.
Oh, wow.
Yes. That's like how art
really
walks
cool.
are.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I love that.
So I like that women helping women.
It was amazing. It was a really good day. And then, you know, I love a good fashion field trip. So I put together these custom itineraries for people that came through. So they got to kind of discover something that was in line with whatever they were into, whether it was beauty or fashion, or maybe they were into, like, you know, skincare.
I love that.
Yes.
It's like geocaching.
It was.
We talked a little bit about that a while ago when you were on the show, and the idea of, like, you know, choose your own adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
So it was a really good day. And then we ended at Bloomie's. And, you know, we're looking forward to doing it again next year.
So what were some of the independent, if you remember?
So we had Cary Grant Skincare. We had Dr. Rogers. We had this company called Soothe Folk. And she does freehand, like, embroidery. Like, it's like with a machine, but she, you know, kind of guides the machine. And she can embroider anything. So this woman bought a pair of jeans at Madewell, and she wanted her dog's face on embroidered on the jeans. And I've never seen anybody do this. She was able to do it, you know, kind of guiding the machine to embroider this dog's face. It was awesome.
Wow.
I mean, I could
cool.
get a sweatshirt with the word Baron. And
yeah.
then on one side.
Oh, we should make that
other.
Happen. Yes.
That sounds like a birthday present to me.
Yes.
Baron
of
Bouge.
We're going to make that happen. I want one too.
That sounds really cool.
It was a really good time. And everybody that came had a really good time. And I think just, you know, being able to bring together so many amazing women in the community and introduce them to each other. Because I think that's the other thing is people are excited to connect again in real life after, you know, so many crazy years of not being able to do that.
You do a really good job of finding these local businesses, you know, whether women or men, but local really good business, like these nuggets that are in Seattle, and then you just unearth them. And I'm like, how does she do that?
It's my favorite thing to do. Well, actually, that's a great segue, because one of the things I've been thinking about recently is the fact that it's been 20 years since we did the Fashion First runway show here in Seattle.
You look like you're 20.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And, you
Sleep
know,
years.
And that seems crazy because the scene has changed so much, you know, in the past 5 years, 10 years. But really to think about what the Seattle fashion scene was like 20 years ago, kind of in Belltown and downtown. And, you know, I think that we've got a lot of work to do, but there's a lot of opportunities ahead in terms of how we think about rebuilding.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit more about that, but I think we should take a quick break here. And then when we come back, we can really dive into all this stuff.
Let's do it. Keep listening to Wisdom from the Wardrobe. We will be right back with Sydney Mintel of Gossip and Glamour.
Do you feel challenged by the thought of getting ready every day? Want to make a great first impression, but don't feel your wardrobe represents who you really are? Does the thought of trying to find great clothing that fits your body and lifestyle have you overwhelmed? Michael Bruce Image Consulting is a premier image consulting company that can help you get your style back on track. Contact them at michaelbruceimageconsulting.com or call them at 425-214-4155 and start that conversation today.
I'm not famous or connected or an influencer. I'm Stacey Heller of Stacey Connects, and I love to talk with strangers, friends, and family. So I started a podcast about making connections through conversation, asking questions instead of making assumptions, and addressing the elephant in any room. I also often go on tangents that beg the question, where is she going with this? Stacey Connects is meant to be enlightening and entertaining, or as I like to call it, edutainment. Listen, enjoy, and subscribe to Stacey Connects wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Hey, welcome back to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with the Michael Bruce Consulting Team. We have with us today Sydney Mental of, I just called you Mental.
I am.
Well, we're all a little bit anyway.
Well, especially in this team.
Yeah. I know, right? It's like it's
she said I
off.
Called her Cindy earlier, but I know no, I didn't he, call her Cindy.
No, I'm sure you did. Anyway, of Gossip and Glamour. And so we were talking about an event that you hosted a few weeks back and embracing some of the local stores and partnering with bigger stores that are in the U Village, which is brilliant because people that shop there, like there's the faves that they're going to go and they're going to see, and there's a draw there because they know what they're going to get. But then it's like, oh, and hey, by the way, right, you know, we've got these cool things, and they walk away with extra bang for their buck.
Exactly. And it's convenient for them. People love
sure.
convenience.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, necessity is not the mother of invention. my son says that laziness is.
Yes.
So,
smart
yeah.
kid.
Right?
There you go.
I know. Anyway.
Hey, so when we went on break, we talked a little bit about, you had mentioned the downtown scene, mm-hmm. you know, retail scene, and how things are changing.
Things are changing. We're trying to rebuild and figure out, like, how can we get strategic about what is the new retail scene going to look like? And so there are a couple of exciting things. One is, mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys saw, but Nordstrom, the pop-in is featuring Liberty of London.
Yes.
And as somebody who loves Liberty of London, this is a very
love
big deal.
Love Liberty of London.
Yes.
Yes.
So that goes on through May 27th. So if you're downtown, you can check that out.
Okay.
And then if you're at Nordstrom, you could take the Sky Bridge to Pacific Place. And even though they're also trying to rebuild mm-hmm. and kind of repopulate the center, there are some highlights. So there's a Proto 101, which is an independent
Seattle
brand. Oh,
yeah. And Proto 101 is Raphael and his team, they have one in Bellevue Square
mm-hmm.
as well.
So there's that. There's also Timothy DeClue and then Camp Opal. So these are both independent retailers that have, you know, gifts and accessories and fun things. So, I mean, it's definitely worthwhile to stop by and see what's new.
There you go.
I think when we talk about the downtown shopping scene, I mean, there's a lot to be desired.
Right.
But I think there's a lot of really great things happening around town that, you know, we're all kind of working to rebuild together.
It used to be like a certain area where all the kind of core retailer, you know, was in Seattle. Do you find that it's moving, you know, north or south? Or is it just kind of being spread out? Or is it still being more central?
I think it's a mix of everything. I think we have shopping pockets, you know, I mean, obviously University Village,
yeah.
the Bellevue Collection does really well, the Village at Totem Lake.
Mm-hmm.
There's some great boutiques in Ballard.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other exciting retail news is that the Intercontinental is opening kind
yes.
of, you know, mid to end of May, and there is a retail component of that project as well. And so I'm very excited to see what develops because I think more is more, and I think getting people excited about shopping again is a good thing for everyone.
Or even spas, you know, mm-hmm. places to do something besides just, you know, buy retail clothing or jewelry or
right.
something
experiential.
Like that. Experiential things, I think, are
well,
super
and,
important.
And shopping has become experiential.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think about, you know, my 21-year-old son. He goes to Seattle U. He's part of the fashion club.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that they're looking for are very much, like, you know, influencer has become a bad word.
Right.
But, like, makers and mm-hmm. creatives and, mm-hmm. like, experimenting with things.
Right.
And, you know, there's a bunch of kids that have a lot of money.
Yes.
And, you know, like, what is it that they're looking for?
Right.
Also balancing that with, you know, folks that just want to be able to run in and have, like, the classic, like, let me go to the, you know, the store and have that awesome experience
right.
and, you know, whatever.
Right.
Get
right.
something
well,
before
from,
everyone else.
Yeah. From the outside world, you know, Seattle area is still seen as, you know, the birthplace of grunge, and you've got Gawpcore, and that mm-hmm. that's all that we're really known for. But there's so much vitality and there's so much growth potential for the fashion and style scene here. I think it's just, we need to highlight it more so that people understand that it's not just those two things that we've talked about in the past, you know, like Gawpcore, et cetera.
Yeah. So if you were to take and try to define the Seattle style. You've been doing this for a long time, even though you don't look like it. You have.
Thank you.
How would you define it now compared to maybe what it was before the pandemic or even 5-10 years ago?
Well, I'm an optimistic person, and so I'm always kind of looking for the bright side of things. I mean, I'm really excited about the next generation of talent mm-hmm. that's coming through Seattle. I mean, there's a lot of really creative young people who are interested in careers in retail and fashion, and I think that's really exciting. Mm-hmm. In terms of how I would describe it, I mean, I think it's a unique market because not only do we have the creativity component, but we have the technology
right.
component to support it, and that's really exciting.
Right.
So I think as long as we can mentor these young people mm-hmm. and provide them with opportunities, not just to be an intern, but to really get integrated and networked into the community so
right.
that they have these great careers,
yeah.
like that's my focus.
Yeah. Well, and it's an area that it's really interesting. I had this conversation with Charlie actually yesterday and talking about the importance of sustainability and mm-hmm. sustaining a future for themselves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's like, I feel like, you know, especially my generation of young men have this nihilist like view of things that like we've been told that like everything's coming to an end and you know whatever. So sustainability is really important, and then marrying it with technology that is also mm-hmm. about the future.
Right.
So everything is very future forward, and I feel like Seattle can be a real lead in that because of that sustainability piece then married with the tech that's all around us.
Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see if AI comes into play in the fashion industry.
Oh, it will.
In any way.
Yeah.
You know,
definitely.
More and some more digital kind of components.
Some of those runway designs already look like they were designed by AI.
Yeah, they do. They do. Well, it was like, oops, AI.
Yeah.
You put that on upside down. Well, we'll wear it anyway.
Uh-huh. It's a vibe. It's a vibe.
It's totally a vibe.
It's a vibe.
So obviously things are moving and they are changing. So what, what are some of the potential, you know, some of these new companies that you're seeing emerging, also new brands that you're really excited about for this area?
Sure. For skincare, I'm excited about T-Bazzi. I think that is a great local line. It's inspired by the founder's Iranian heritage and kind mm-hmm. of using natural and organic remedies that women have been using for thousands of years. So I like seeing brands like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, from a shopping perspective, there's a lot of like really exciting things that are happening or brands that are looking toward the future differently, including Something Silver, which is, you know, kind of a heritage brand here in Seattle. But,
right.
you know, they are now available nationwide and really just kind of thinking about how they can kind of reinvent themselves for new customers and new people.
I love mm-hmm. when they would do their annual sale. And I have some amazing, even when they didn't, I have some amazing pieces from Something Silver.
I do too. And I think it's a really fun brand. And they were one of the retailers that participated in the Women Supporting Women
nice.
event. And
mm-hmm.
so they're also doing the permanent jewelry. And that was a fun way for people to kind of rediscover what's new at Something Silver.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and it's layering, right? It's layering, like we talk about it all the time. It's layering high and low. It's layering old and new.
Mm-hmm.
And so it seems like that's what's going on. And that's one of the things that you're excited about, this layering of like, there's the foundation, but like, let's layer some new things on it. And let's also embrace the old and like the way that people are coming around and rethinking about what they're doing.
Exactly.
I wish some of our core technical brands that we're known for, mm-hmm. you know, Patagonia, you know,
Eddie Bauer,
REI, would come up with some kind of little edgy, modern.
Like the Stanley Cup
fashion.
Of fashion.
Well, like Ooh. Literally go, okay,
right?
Take the technical, you have the technical know-how.
Exactly.
Now just add a little bit more of a style element to me would bring in, like I would totally wear like a cool, I don't care if it says North Face or Patagonian, but a quilted kind of cool blazer. You know, from one of those companies.
For sure.
I'd be all over it. I mean, I don't know how many people would wear it, but that's probably why they haven't designed it yet. They're like,
I don't know.
Bruce will wear it. I'm like,
make it unisex.
Right.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I think using the technology and your mm-hmm. know-how and then kind of going, how do I reach a new customer?
It's kind of, I mean, this is a great example of Jody Hall from Trophy Cupcakes, you know, and she launched the Good Ship. It was like, how mm-hmm. can we take this baking technology and make edibles?
There you go.
Right.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Right. Like, and embrace what is out there
right.
and stop making things that are taboo. Like, mm-hmm. you know, the idea of making the blazer, like, you know, unisex. Like,
right.
people are gender fluid in how they're dressing. And that's something that Seattle, with like the utility kilt or whatever it's called, like there is a lot of that. So why not? I hear Pamela chuckling.
I'm just chuckling away.
But, you know. But
we talk about this all the time, a core blazer, which is a great staple piece. So why not make it that so if it does rain, it's not going to get rain.
And make it like an anorak. Oh, my gosh. Right. We have to do this.
I know, right?
Okay, trademarked.
Yeah.
You could like fold it up and then you undo it and it comes out like the, what you call it, jackets from Uniqlo.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Right.
And then it like it comes out, but it's like a blazer.
Right.
Oh, I love that.
Or you could roll it up and use it as a pillow on the airplane.
Right.
Come on.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Okay.
We're there.
I hope nobody is listening.
I know, right? Because when someone comes out with it, I'm going to be really mad.
Well, I am too. Again, trademarked. I am writing this down right now and mailing it to myself.
Right, right.
Right. I think that counts.
Right. This is the BNS trademark, Michael Bruce Consulting. Uh-huh. Eric, right? Does that count?
I'm just wondering, how do you magically make this wrinkle-free?
Well, it's not.
Because
it's
the fabrication. Like so that fabrication nylon, typically that fabrication is typically wrinkle-free.
Wrinkle-resistant.
Wrinkle-resistant.
But a nylon blazer?
Yeah, bro.
I'm just thinking
Text
sweaty.
Out. No, no. So not actually, not if you make the liner like more of like a Bemberg or a fabrication that's moisture wicking.
Guys, we're going to have to take this offline and discuss this.
Yes.
This is
I think
a thing.
We have figured it out.
Okay,
we want to hear more about what Sydney's been up to, who she's promoting, you know.
Who do you know in this town?
Yeah.
I mean, 1 million people. I think
you know a million people.
I do. I know a lot of people.
That's not surprising.
I mean,
you get out there.
The nature of PR.
Absolutely.
All of the things. I'm actually going to a Habitat for Humanity fundraiser this week, and it will be, I think, one of Bobby Wagner's last kind of appearances.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
which is like really exciting. Apparently, it's the hottest ticket in town.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at you.
I know. That's Wednesday.
Okay. So, like, yeah, you do get around.
I do. I do.
In the best sense of the
word. In the best sense of the word.
Well, it's what you do.
I'm glad that you added that, Stacey.
Yes. But, it is literally.
It's always set me up on this show.
What it's, but it's.
That's what we do.
It's what Gossip and Glamour does.
Like, right.
It's true.
You know, it's really having your finger on the pulse of what's happening and then being able to share it in a way that it's like, ooh, this is cool. This is what you should know, or this is what's really interesting. Let me go try it out. And I think you have that great way of promoting things that is like, you know, hey, like, this is what it's about. Yes, I'm promoting it, but also, you know, like, just like the listener, the consumer, the end person, you know, you care about, like, what are these things, you know, and, like, what are they doing? And how good are they? And, you know, making sure that it's something that you want to be a part of and promote.
Well, and I also like to connect the dots. And I think that's one of the really unique things about what I do is just pairing people together. So, for example, this morning I saw Kalina from Noir Luxe Candle Co. And she's amazing. She always does really cool collabs with people. And she was like, ooh, maybe we should do something with Lady M because they have, you know, a shop at the Bellevue Collection and amazing cakes. And she was like, maybe there's a custom candle in our future. And I love being able to facilitate things like that.
There is that the cake place that has all of the thin layers of?
Yes, the cakes. They have a champagne one that comes out during the holidays.
I had the checkerboard one for Pete's birthday. Mm-hmm. I just got a couple slices because nobody, like, family wasn't around. And I was like, I can't justify buying a whole cake. I mean, I could have.
You could have. But
I didn't. And so I got a couple, like a sampler of different cakes. And they are so good.
So good.
How cool would a layered candle be?
Yes. Oh. With all of their signature flavors.
Yeah. Right. As you go down, it kind of changes.
Exactly. Brilliant. We should
Brilliant.
That
I
too.
Love that.
Oh my gosh. Guys.
You're coming up with so much cool stuff today,
I know.
Right?
I know. I'm like, but that's an awesome thing. A way to, you know, like consumables, but also like experiential and like sense. And it's not all just, you know, clothing and that kind of thing.
Exactly. It's like unexpected pairings that are exciting for the customer.
Totally. Mm-hmm. I love that. What else is going
Brilliant.
On? Oh. Thank you for that, Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
I mean, there's a couple of other things that I'm working on that I can't share, but I mean, you know,
we did. Look at you.
I know.
A little undercover stuff going on here.
But, you know, we talked about the Intercontinental and Pacific Place, and, you know, I think Cezanne, what day is it today? The 25th? Yeah. So they had their last day. The pop-up has officially ended. the Saison pop up at University Village. I know, sad.
Wow.
But hopefully they'll be back, you know, and there's mm-hmm. still a lot of other great places to shop at University Village and around town. I'm just excited to be part of this, you know, kind of resurgence of downtown retail. And actually, we talked about Fashion First at the beginning of the show, but one of the designers that was featured in the show is now our representative in this region for the Small Business Administration. So we're actually putting together a fashion luncheon to kind of get some of those voices in the room so that he can run that up the chain to the president and we can get some support for these businesses.
That's amazing.
I like it. You got to support local.
Definitely.
100%. And there's 100%. So much talent
no one knows about.
Mm-hmm. That, except for me.
Except for you.
But that's the problem is we need to make sure that we push that out there that so people can really
She's
find
trying,
it.
For yeah. sure. Yeah.
So we appreciate you being the catalyst for that, Sydney.
Thank you.
Hey, we only have a couple minutes. So before we end up closing out, I want to make sure that you can share anything that you've got going on, your mm-hmm. socials, anything like that. Mm-hmm. So take this opportunity to share that.
Sure. So people can find me on Instagram at gossip_glamour. That's where I post a lot of events and fashion news and things that I'm up to. But if you see me around town, please say hi. Because
yeah.
that's one of my favorite things. And the best compliment people give me is that I'm exactly the same person, like, you know, kind of offline as I am online. And I think that's really big in today's social media world.
Oh, yeah.
It totally is.
You don't want to be an obnoxious person. People are like, oh, my God, I saw her, and she was just obnoxious.
No.
No, you're very consistent and authentic.
You're totally authentic.
From that,
absolutely.
Yes.
Sydney is Sydney, mm-hmm. and that's awesome.
100%. And such a champion of all things that are in this area. Yeah. And so, like, if you run into her on the street and you have an idea or you know somebody that's doing something, like, share it. Or send her a message.
Absolutely.
Speaking of sending messages, if you want to send us a message, you can do that either through a slip into our DMs at Michael Bruce IC.
I think it's mm-hmm. slide into the DMs.
Okay, they can slip.
I mean,
maybe it's rainy and it's
that kind of show today.
And slide into our DMs.
I'm keeping quiet.
And go to our website,
www.michaelbruceconsulting.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being our guest,
No www nonsense. Hey, Sydney, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you next time.
Crash and burn.
If you like what you're listening to and want to learn more about the team, get some great style inspiration and useful style tips on how to elevate your personal style, you can follow them on Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. That's Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. Thanks for listening.